Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hi, I'm Chuck Zimmerman, and it's time for another Zimcast. I think I'm about recovered from another National Agri-Marketing Association conference. It concluded Friday in Kansas City, and we had a booth at the trade show, and I blogged the conference on AgWired and the NAMA blog, which you can find at namablog.org. Speaking of event blogging, let me clue you in on a few that I'm going to be doing in the next several months. Next, it's the Clean Cities Congress. That's put on by the Alternative Fuel Vehicle Institute, and that's going to take place in Phoenix starting May 7th. And you can find all my coverage on domestic fuel at domesticfuel.com. I want to thank AFVI and Southern California Gas for sponsoring that trip. Then it's on to the Indianapolis 500 at the end of May, that being sponsored by the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. I might be blogging the Country Music Association Fanfare in Nashville in June. That's still pending. Also pending is the Fuel Ethanol Workshop in Milwaukee that's also in June. Then I will be blogging the Cattle Industry Summer Meeting in Reno. That's for the Cattlemen's Beef Board blog, which you can find at beefboardmeeting.com. After that, it's the Ag Media Summit in Portland in July, where I'll also be teaching a blogging and podcasting seminar. It's going to be a busy summer, and sponsorships for some of these events are still available. Having said all that, I think event blogging is a new communications niche for Zimcom. If you'd like us to blog your event, please contact me as soon as possible to get on the schedule. I can do it on one of our sites or build you one for your event. At the NAMA convention last week, two of the industry's top awards were presented. The first one is the NAMA Agribusiness Leader of the Year, which was given to George Thornton with AgriLiance. I spoke to him at the conference, and he describes his feelings on receiving the award.
It is a great honor to be recognized. Most significant to me is to join the previous winners, many of whom I've worked with and known personally, and they're people that I've admired for the impact that they've made on agribusiness. And to be recognized by your peers, I think, is the greatest and highest honor one could achieve. So I'm absolutely thrilled.
Can you tell us a little bit of your thoughts on the industry itself right now and what you see looking forward?
Well, I think that it is actually a very bright time in agriculture. I touched on it in my comments, and I think Dr. Canton, who just spoke, gave a very lucid picture of the demand going forward worldwide for more calories, more fiber, for value-added agricultural products. I think that we're going to have opportunity in the United States because of our infrastructure, because of our technology base, to continue to be the world supplier of value-added products. And I think it's great for young people.
Well, you've certainly seen a lot of it in your travels around. How would you describe the challenges that are facing the customers that you have around the country?
Certainly, globalization brings a new level of competition, and we're seeing what I call hyper competition in almost every aspect of our business. So I think what it means is that there's less margin for error, that we'll continue to see more consolidation with people who are lagging in their ability to anticipate the change suffer. But for the people that recognize the way markets are shifting and where new products will be going, there's unlimited opportunity.
The other big award was the NAMA Marketer of the Year. This year, that award was given to successful farming publisher Tom Davis, who I also spoke with about his award.
Well, Chuck, it's a great honor. I mean, it's absolutely was an absolute surprise, but it was a great honor to receive this. And really, I look at this as not just about certainly not about me. It's about really the entire group at Successful Farming, because marketing by its very nature is a multifaceted thing. You know, it's not a singular person or a singular discipline. It involves lots of people and lots of elements. And so, I mean, it's just great for all of the Successful Farming team. I hope so.
And you're a past president of the organization and have been very involved. Can you just make a comment about what being a leader in this organization has also meant to you personally and professionally?
Well, I can't begin to even quantify it. I mean, what NAMA has done for me, I mean, frankly, I wouldn't be here had I not been for NAMA. I today would not have been president, would not have been marketer of the year, would not have been a NAMA member if I hadn't gone to a NAMA chapter meeting back in Chicago back in 1977, where I met the guy who eventually hired me into this business and at Successful Farming. The impact that NAMA has had has been absolutely huge to my life and my profession and my career development. So,
why are you jazzed about NAMA?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm jazzed about NAMA for a lot of reasons. I mean, first of all, one of the great things, I mean, there are several great things about NAMA. You've got the networking opportunities here to interact with friends and colleagues and customers and competitors, learn from each other and grow. There's a huge professional development aspect of NAMA where it, you know, helps you actually do your job better and smarter and more efficiently. The student NAMA program that is just flourishing. I mean, well over 35 student chapters across the nation where they're coming in and we're bringing young people into the organization to expose them to what, you know, NAMA has to offer and for them to show us what they can offer us too. So there's just an awful lot of great, great things about NAMA, and it really does contribute to the overall excellence of agri-marketing.
At last week's NAMA conference, the Planning Committee for the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists Congress in 2009 met. The IFAJ annual meeting is held in a different country every year and will be in the United States in the summer of 2009 in conjunction with the Ag Media Summit. It will be in Fort Worth, Texas. If you'd like to help out or be a sponsor, please let me know, and I'm sure we can find something for you. This year, the event is in Norway, and I'm going to be attending thanks to Pioneer Hybrid. That's another one of those events I'll be blogging. And since it's a NAMA kind of program, I'm going to finish with some testimonials from people who were jazzed about NAMA last week. You can find them all in the event coverage I did on either AgWired or the NAMA blog I mentioned earlier. So until next time, stay AgWired.
Well, I'm jazzed because we're getting to work with all the cream of the crop here, the leaders of each of the chapters.
Well, I'm excited because our trade show is going to be very exciting this year. We've got 61 exhibitors.
I am jazzed about NAMA because of the ABEF, that's the Agribusiness Education Foundation.
I'm jazzed about NAMA because of all the neat people I get to meet.
I got some great ideas at today's meeting for chapter presidents and chapter leaders and just out here networking with other people.
I'm jazzed about NAMA for a couple of things. It's a chance for kind of anybody who's anybody in the ag marketing sector to get together all in one place.
Well, I guess I'm really jazzed about NAMA because of the great people that I get to work with on a professional basis.
Well, it's so special to come here and see the students, the marketing competition, and the programs that the Agribusiness Foundation are doing in support of student NAMA.
Oh, man, I always get jazzed up about NAMA. You know, one thing, Chuck, it always seems like it's like a family reunion.
I'm excited to be out here and to meet other schools and get to know the professionals.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.